the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back, West Michigan. You're listening to the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM. Each and every Saturday morning, we are live from the Spartan Studios in beautiful downtown Grand Rapids. I don't know where you are, but the weather has changed here. It's fared off. It's going to be a great day to get out in your backyard and fire up a grill. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jop. And get a grill out wherever you're at. You don't have to be in your backyard. Do it on your tailgate. Tailgate season's coming up, man. We got the football program rolling. It's all going to happen. This is the time of year, baby, because we got whack 'em and stack 'em. We got football. We got salmon run. Dude, I'm just ready. This is the best time of the year.
Oh, I know it. And one of my favorite things is going to happen here before the end of the month, and that is our buddy Chaz at Schmoe's Brewery.
He's got like a bromance.
His Oktoberfest is coming out by the 1st of September. Tell me a little bit about that, Chaz.
Our Oktoberfest is a dark American wheat ale. We decided to do something a little different than everybody else does. We don't go with the Vienna-style Marzen lager.
Is this the one you made last year?
Yeah.
The
same one that you fell in love
phenomenal
with last year.
Phenomenal.
Now who's got a bromance?
Well, I think Bob saves
that's
up his
sucking up
his case
I
a
want
month
free beer.
For Oktoberfest, yeah. But, yeah, we put a little bit of chocolate malt in it. I've got a huge batch of it fermenting away. We did a little sampling and tasting yesterday. I got about 2 days of fermentation left. Then we're going to start the chill process. And then we're going to be packaging so that it can be on shelves of party stores and grocery stores around and hopefully on tap at a place near you.
That's great. If you just tuned in, it's the Grillin' Guys. And this morning, as usual, we are being produced by Brian Fonger, and he's doing a great job. And when I started talking about tailgate season and football coming up, Brian's like lighting up over there.
I know. Well, we all are. I mean, you're right, Bob. It's my favorite time of the year.
Get ready to tailgate. Get your equipment lined up. We've got some cool tailgating events coming up.
Yeah, we do.
We'll be able to talk about those in a few weeks.
That's right. But we're trying to line it up. We're trying to line up tailgates at the local universities around, and we've got a couple of them on the line so far. But if you've got contacts out there and you'd like the Grillin' Guys to come and do a tailgate at your university, we're looking for a little entree, if you will. We need some help with Western Michigan and somebody with Grand Valley. If we've got any listeners out there.
Grand Valley versus Michigan Tech on the 29th.
There we go.
Of October.
Yeah, exactly. So the Grillin' Guys are looking to come to a university near you and do a little tailgating.
I know somebody at like Macomb Community College.
Yeah. What, Bob, though, Bob, though, they want alumni.
Is it Phil?
Okay, so let's do pasties on the grill.
Yeah, this tell me a little bit about
this
that, man.
This is Food Up North, and this time of year, it's really funny that I do like so much food on the grill. I never realized that was odd to some people. Some people don't use their grills a lot in the summer, but if you're running your central air, one more reason not to turn that stinking oven on. If you're not running your central air and you're just trying to keep your house at that 76, 77 cool, decent temp, another great reason not to put that stinking oven on. You've got an oven on your back deck. It's your grill.
That's right.
And I don't care what kind of grill it is, there's a way to make that an oven. It's really easy. If it's a regular cheap old gas grill, it's already an oven. Maybe put a cookie sheet under it. If it's a Kamado cooker, you've got a diverter plate you can put on it. If it's a nicer grill with two or three or four burners on it, you've got an oven because you can simply turn the burners on the left side, put your food on the right, and just bring that food chamber up to whatever temperature it is you're looking for.
Yeah, but nice convection heat.
But pasties we're going to bake at 350. And they do just fine on a basic gas grill, like my old Phoenix on the, you know, you really have to be careful. But on the good one, if you had a smoker, it'd be perfect. Put a good charcoal on there. Don't put any flavor wood on because you don't want to screw them up.
So, Bob, for those of us that maybe are from south of the UP, what is a pasty?
Okay, a pasty is, they were actually brought over to the UP by the Cornish people. Everybody thinks that it's a Finnish dish. It's not. It's the Cornish miners brought them in, and apparently the people that owned the mines in the UP back at the turn of the century realized that the mining experts in Cornwall, England, would be good people to bring over, because why send a bunch of lumberjacks down there?
Doesn't okay
work.
So we're talking about what they're going to eat, though,
yep.
right?
Okay. Yep. This, yeah. So okay. these guys, when they came over, the tradition in Cornwall, England, and they still have them over there, is to bring this little meat pie that you could literally stuff in your vest pocket. It's the shape of a burrito. But you literally stuff it down into your vest pocket. They even made plates, little tin, like Boy Scout kind of eating kits. You know, the little metal kits the Boy Scouts used to use. The Army used to have them. They actually made tins like that held a pasty perfectly, and the guys would put it in their overalls and go down into the mines.
Okay, so I don't wear those overalls anymore. What am I going
to
eat?
It's pie crust, okay? You have to be able to make a good, buttery, flaky pie crust. And you take the pie crust and roll it out nice and thin, and your mixture that you're going to put in there is going to be potatoes, some sort of a beef or a venison product. And actually, if you're around the Iron Mountain area, and we're going to talk to an Iron Mountain man here in a little bit, if you're in Iron Mountain, they actually mix their beef with pork. So they have their own pasty meat. And then you throw in some rutabaga.
Yeah, you had Cowboy onion. Rob Russell up here, and he didn't even know what one of those was, did he?
And you take that whole mixture, salt and pepper, a little touch of garlic. You can season it any way you like, but you funnel that out, and you make a little furrow out of it, and you flip that pasty shell over the pie crust, and then you just cut off the edges and knead it together, and it looks kind of like a crescent shape when you're done. And you put it on a cookie sheet, and you throw it on your grill offset fashion or in your smoker box, and you bring it to 350 for about an hour.
Okay.
And yes, I had, Rob and I have been doing classes up north quite a bit, and he keeps seeing these signs for pasties. And he's like, pasty, why does everybody say pasty?
Yeah.
Hope you're not listening, Rob. You really don't sound like that. But so I promised to take him and get him a pasty. Well, it just so happens he stayed with me this week
right.
for two nights. And, of course, I've got Vicky's Bridge Street Pasty in Saranac right next door. So I buzzed him over there yesterday. We picked up a few, and he just couldn't say rutabaga. He said, what's that vegetable called, a studebaker?
Yeah. Now, Vicky's will make them for you, and you can find them in the stores. If you don't know where Saranac is, that's a little bit east of Grand Rapids, a little wide spot in the road, but they make a really good one there.
And, Chaz, you need to go over there because
they make good ones. Yeah. I've had them from there.
Oh, okay.
I've had them from Marie Trebes and stuff. They're awesome.
So that is, a pasty on the grill.
That's right.
Just easy.
It's a little meat pie, but the important thing is if you're making these, none of the stuff is cooked on the inside. That's why we're putting it on the grill at 350 for an hour.
Yep.
Right. So it's almost like a little Finnish or UP Cornish pot pie, if you will. Right.
Yes. Absolutely.
All right. Without the tin.
Yeah. Exactly.
And you got to have it with ketchup and like some nice bread and butter pickles. You can get this on the website. I've posted the recipe. It's my mom's recipe. It's what I grew up with. It's pretty basic. They're pretty easy to make.
On our website, we'll put that recipe up there. That's the Grilling Guys. And you also hit us on Facebook if you've got your own pasty recipe that you'd like to share with us and how you make them, because there's no right or wrong way to do this. There's several varieties, like Bob said, depending on where you are across the UP. Some places put carrots in them. Some places don't, east or west. Yep. And it's kind of a regional thing.
Matter of fact, hit us up on Facebook because we're approaching 1 million friends on Facebook.
Are we?
Well, we're a ways away, but we're approaching.
We're approaching it.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. Well, say, coming up in the next segment, we're going to talk a little bit about this natural mosquito repellent. We didn't have a chance to get to it yet, but you're going to like that because I made the mistake of getting some overspray on some food I was grilling, and it really ruined the food. So I've got a little solution for that, if that ever happened to you. We're going to be talking with Cowboy Rob Russell. He's out in Joise, and he's going to tell us a little bit about a recipe for brats, and then we're going to go back to the UP and talk to a guy that Bob ran into that I think is just a pleasure. So we're the Grilling Guys on 107.3. Stick with us. We'll be back.
The Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.